You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Gordon.
And I'm Xander Genre.
And together we're
the Library Bards.
And you're listening to The Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 447.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin. Hey.
Welcome to the stupid holidays.
Oh, my goodness.
This is happening.
Here we are.
Extra festive and extra stupid.
Yeah.
That's the idea this year. And so, I don't know what's going on this week. We're into December for National Whatever Day, so let's go, Cornflake. What do you have for National Whatever Day?
Oh, we're headed into December this week, of course, but November is breathing its last, and on November 30th, we have the birthday of one William Michael Albert Broad, better known to you and me as Billy Idol. He turned 65, and now you know Billy Idol's real name. Nobody knows. I didn't know Billy Idol's real name before I started to look him up for this show, and now you know what it is.
I definitely did not know that. Okay, Billy Idol at 65. That's bizarre.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I never really was fully on board with Billy Idol.
No. When I think of what he was famous for, I can't imagine Money Money would have been that cover would have been a favorite of yours.
No, not at all. Never cared for Money Money. Yeah, I could never quite get a handle on this Billy Idol. It just seemed kind of goofy and sort of a cartoon character, sort of a take on a new wave punk sort of a singer. I could never figure it out.
Which is why I liked him. I loved the movie Wedding Singer, and of course, he was in that.
Oh, was he? I forgot. I saw that.
You don't remember how he was a first class passenger?
No, I saw that, the Adam Sandler movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that was like mid-90s. Yeah, I saw that, but that was 25 years ago.
He does have some more recent stuff. I was listening to his 2014 album, Kings and Queens of the Underground, while I was getting ready for the show. And that's a little more serious than like the Dancing with Myself kind of stuff.
There's new Billy Idol music. You're the only one who's heard it.
Maybe, but everybody else is missing out. It is really well done. So in some ways, he's got a little bit of silliness going on. And he emerged from the 70s. Punk scene in the UK, but
yeah, he had a band, right? He had the band Generation X.
Right, and then prior to that, he was in a band called Chelsea.
I don't know Chelsea.
That was real early days. But I think what originally turned me on to Billy Idol was Eyes Without a Face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what are the hits? He had a bunch of hits. Eyes Without a Face, that was the slow one.
Yes.
You like that one?
Which I always thought was pretty. There was White Wedding.
White Wedding, yeah.
It was Rebel Yell.
Yeah.
And Dancing with Myself.
Yeah.
Dancing with Myself is one of my all-time favorite songs to work out to.
Oh, okay.
Nowadays, if you're going to see Billy Idol anywhere, you got to go to his website. Here's what he is up to. He is the face of a public service campaign in New York City called Billy Never Idols.
Huh.
There are PSAs of Billy Idol telling you not to run your car unnecessarily when you are stopped.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. Seriously?
It's real. Yes.
So somebody wanted to have a public awareness campaign about not idling your car, and they actually got Billy Idol?
You bet they did.
That's crazy. I do kind of like that. All right. That's so ridiculous that I guess I approve.
And I only wish I had checked out his website earlier this year. Not only has there been all kinds of fun with Dancing with Myself during the whole lockdown and quarantine, but evidently I could have won Billy Idol to be in a wedding. So there was a contest going on. I think it was Sirius XM was running it.
Was this like an MTV contest from 1985?
No, this happened this year. It has to do with the quarantine.
There's a current Billy Idol contest?
Well, there was. It was back in May. I missed it, but okay. I really wish I hadn't because I would have entered this.
Was one of the prizes a truckload of Starburst candy?
Oh, you can only wish.
Because those MTV contests back in the day, it'd be like, yeah, you live in Billy Idol's mansion for 3 years. There'd be these crazy prizes like that. And then also, you'd get a lifetime supply of Starburst.
Yowza. That's a lot of Starburst. Now, in this case, you could have won a virtual white wedding with Billy Idol to be the best man at the wedding.
Okay, you don't have to legally marry Billy Idol.
No, he would have been there to be the best man and also to perform at the virtual reception. And that would have been awesome.
I remember back in the 80s listening to Casey Kasem's, you know, American Top 40 show. And one week he was so excited because there was like a record-breaking number of Billies in the Top 40. Because remember how many Billies were creeping around all of a sudden back then?
So, Billy Ocean, Billy Idol, Billy Joel.
Yeah, and there were a couple more. Yeah, Billy Squire was in there, Billy Vera and the Beaters. I think they were all in the top 40 together one week. And man, that was the happiest moment in the, in the life of Casey Kasem.
They'd just gone silly with Billies.
He was just counting down Billies and having the time of his life. All thanks to Billy Idol.
Yes.
You know, that's what put them over the top.
The driving force.
Yeah, so never one of my very favorites back then. But man, you're right on top of his current whereabouts. Somebody's got to keep an eye on Billy Idol.
And I want that somebody to be me.
Let me know if he's coming this way. I'd appreciate a little advance warning.
Will do.
Thank you. I don't know how we can get any more festive than Billy Idol, but let's try. I thought we'd resurrect speaking of the quarantine, a quarantine-era Flopcast segment, Trapped in the House, which we've done a few times over the last few months here on the show, but it's been a little while. So I thought, what better way to kick off the Christmas season than with a holiday edition of Trapped in the House?
I'm on board, although ever since you mentioned what you just said about Casey Kasem being excited about all the Billies, I'd love to do Trapped in the House Billy edition one of these days.
All Billy edition.
But I suppose there's a time and place for Billies, and there's a time and place for the holidays. And so I know what we have to do.
So, you know, Trapped in the House, the concept is, it's very simple. It's almost too simple. But it's just you're presented with a pair of options. And that is you're locked down, you're in quarantine, you can't go anywhere, you're stuck in your house, and now you're presented an option. Would you rather be stuck in your house with this or this? I'm going to give you a pair of options. You must choose, and then we'll decide, is this the right choice? Is this the right move?
Yeah, the options with which you normally present me are generally horrifying, so...
Well, I try.
Just like the real holidays.
Yeah, we're trying to make this just as horrifying as a normal Christmas season. That's the idea. So I have some holiday Trapped in the House options for you, and I believe you have some for me, right?
I do, and I'm going to throw a little bit of eggnog in my coffee here and see if I can keep up.
You've got eggnog coffee? I've just got the regular coffee going over here.
I got to put a little eggnog in it at this time of year. Not drinking that stuff straight, I'll tell you that much.
I have not broken into the nog yet, but that day is coming soon.
Soon there will be nog.
Yeah, by the next time we speak, I will have been thoroughly nogified. But for tonight, Cornflake, the nog is all on you. I'll have the coffee, and let's have you step up first for Trapped in the House. What you got for me?
Here are your options, Kevin.
I'm terrified. I'm already terrified.
As well you should be. Because you gave me time to think about it this time, so I came packing. And what I have for you to consider is, would you rather be stuck in the house with 12 drummers drumming or 11 pipers piping?
Before I even answer this, I got to say, we were thinking right along the same track. Because
I thought we might have been, and that was why I was so pleased you let me go first.
I have a very similar pair of options coming up for you.
I guess we can call that payback.
All right, it's the 11 pipers or the 12 drummers. Those are my options.
Those are your choices.
All right, let's figure this out. pipers? Is that like full-scale rowdy Roddy Piper bagpipes, you know?
Because it's you, Kevin?
Yeah.
Bagpipes.
Uh-oh. Why did I bring up the bagpipes?
Because you are a glutton for punishment.
Imagine that, Cornflake. In your house, 11 bagpipers.
I'm imagining it, and I'm glad it's your house and not mine.
And then on the other side, we got drummers. And now you tend to naturally think of just like a marching dude with the snare drum, you know.
For holiday drummers, yeah.
Right. But I suppose it could be, you know, right out of a rock band, you know, full, like you're at a Rush concert. What if we had full drum kits set up all over the house?
Are you thinking you're going to get 12 Neil Peart's out of this?
Yes. How about that? Wow. Well, yeah. So this already sounds nightmarish.
Hope you have some good noise-canceling headphones.
I feel like in honor of the late, great Roddy Piper, former guest of the Flopcast. We've never had a drummer on the show, have we?
Not on purpose.
George Robb has been on the show, and he's a drummer. So I guess we have had pipers and drummers on the show. But man, Rowdy Roddy Piper, we are huge fans of the immortal Roddy Piper. And as horrifying as a house full of bagpipers would be, I kind of feel like you'd get used to it. And it would just sort of become a background hum at some point.
Oof.
As opposed to the cacophony of drumming. So I feel like I'm talking myself into being trapped in the house with 11 pipers piping. What do you think?
I think you can't go wrong with 11 pipers piping, Kevin.
Yeah, that's the move.
That's the power move. The power piper move.
All right.
I suppose if I'm going to be dishing it out, I better be ready to take it.
All right. You filled my house with pipers. I guess I'll come right at you with the... I lifted one of your first option comes from that same horrifying holiday song.
I was afraid of that.
Oh, yeah. Because for you, I have... And I like that we didn't pick the same ones, though.
Good.
Because what I selected were the 8 Maids A-Milking or the 10 Lords A-Leaping.
Oof.
Notice we both skipped right over 9. What was 9?
9 Ladies
Dancing. Oh, 9's the Ladies Dancing. Yeah, that's too easy. That's fine.
Because that's what I would have picked, and that's...
Yeah, that would not be a problem. Everybody would love to have 9 ladies dancing in their house.
I'm just really glad you didn't stick me with Swans, to be honest.
Look at all the business the strip clubs and the burlesque halls are doing. People love ladies dancing.
Yeah, that would have been too easy. But if I've got to choose between lords leaping through my house, bashing into things... Or 8 Maids A-Milking, which seems cool at first, because you get your dairy, you get your milk.
Yeah, they're bringing cows.
Yep.
These milkmaids.
If they're going to be milking.
And 8 cows, right? Each girl is bringing her own cow.
That is the best case scenario.
Yeah. I feel like they're not going to share.
They're not going to share, but who's to say that they don't each have more than one? That's my big concern.
Whoa. I had not even considered that. That's crazy.
I've just always thought of these maids to be very efficient.
Let's be realistic. So you're saying that, like, they'd be in the middle with a cow on each side?
Yes.
And just they're reaching out in each direction? Wow.
That is how I imagine it, and that is why I am worried.
You imagined 8 milkmaids, 16 cows in your house.
That's how I picture it. Yes.
Interesting.
What am I going to do with them? All right. So both of these options are a problem.
Yeah.
So which one's going to do less damage? When I think about the lords leaping around the house, I'm thinking wall damage. If some of them are really good leapers, I'm thinking ceiling damage. And
yeah, they're going to be smashing all over the place.
Eventually, the cows run out of milk and the milkmaids stop. But what's to stop the lords from leaping? That would definitely be an ongoing problem.
I don't think the cows are going to stop.
Are these special infinite milk cows, Kevin?
These are special infinite milk cows, yes.
How did you find a way to make this even more nightmarish than how I imagined it? All right, so the milk never stops flowing or the lords never stop leaping, and I have to pick between those two nightmare scenarios.
Yeah, they're just going.
I think the maids can milk more quietly than the lords can leap. And I think I can deal with an occasional moo here and there. So maybe it's just solidarity, but I'm going to go with the ladies. You think?
That's the correct choice. Yeah, all right. Eight maids a milking. I'm picturing eight cows. You're picturing 16.
Maybe we should meet in the middle and say 12.
It's eight girls, a dozen cows. You have 20 guests total. That's a nice even number. That might be the way to go.
But at least the cows are cute, you know?
Cows are delightful. Everybody loves a cow. The cows will be fun. These girls, I'm guessing, are very pleasant. And think of the milk through the holidays. You've got your eggnog going right now. Think of the infinite supply of milk with which to just keep the nog flowing, right? You still have that full pasteurization facility set up in your basement, right?
Yeah, I haven't had much reason to use it, but I guess now I do.
Fire up the machinery again, Cornflake. Now, the Lords of Leaping, it's just super creepy.
Yeah, and very bouncy.
Picture these guys. I bet they've got weird little mustaches, and they're wearing those like weird little suits.
Yeah.
Come on.
And they probably have bells on their shoes.
I mean, on paper, it sounds like a bunch of cows in your house would be a problem, but no, it'll be fine.
I can deal with that.
These ladies know what they're doing. The Lords are leaping. That's a problem.
Yep.
All right. Milkmaids.
And cows. All right.
Nicely done. Are you feeling festive yet?
I am feeling both holly and jolly. Kevin, how about you?
Surrounded by bagpipes and cows. How could this not be the merriest of Christmases? What you got for me next? Trapped in the House Holiday Edition, round two.
Okay. We're going with zombies now.
Oh, interesting.
I was thinking of artists over time that have put out Christmas albums. And so, would you rather be trapped in the house with Zombie John Denver or Zombie Kenny Rogers?
Oh, man. You're going dark.
Well, I haven't gotten much sleep with these milkmaids and cows in my house.
I mean, I'm not over the loss of Kenny Rogers yet. That's a fresh wound.
Is this too soon?
You've already zombified Kenny Rogers for our first Christmas without...
I like to be current when I can, you know?
Without the coward of the county. Oh, no. Okay, I'm trapped with Zombie John Denver or Zombie Kenny Rogers. Let's think about this. Could zombified versions of these guys, can they still sing?
Yes.
Oh, that's a relief. Okay.
Not well.
All right, let's see. Now, John Denver, I don't know a lot of John Denver Christmas music. I know he made a lot of music with the Muppets. He did a Christmas thing with the Muppets?
Yes.
He did, yeah. I'm really burnt out on Muppet Christmas music. So I don't think I need to hear any of that, especially coming out of a zombie.
Okay.
Kenny, I do have a Kenny Rogers Christmas album. I have a combination, like Kenny and Dolly together Christmas record.
Do you think Zombie Kenny Rogers could carry the Dolly Parton parts if, like, Dolly Parton can't make it to your house for any of this?
If I invited Dolly over to duet with Zombie Kenny Rogers... No, she's not coming over, is she?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Again, no. We're trying to keep this very realistic. That's just crazy. All right, no Dolly, all Kenny, all Zombie. He doesn't sing as well as he used to. I get that. But still, yeah, I got to go Kenny Rogers. I'm easily a bigger Kenny Rogers fan than I am a John Denver fan. So even in zombified form, I'm going to go Kenny. Plus, Kenny has the beard. You could throw a Santa hat on Zombie Kenny Rogers, and that'd be fun.
You have Zombie Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, yeah, even if he's not singing as well, I guarantee that Zombie Kenny Rogers would have no less Christmas spirit. So I think you've made the right choice. We're bringing him back just for you, Kevin, to be trapped in the house over the holidays.
Do you think Zombie Kenny and the Bagpipers would start playing something together? Or will they just be competing the whole time?
I think it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out competition, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So much for peace on Earth. Goodwill towards zombies.
Oh, zombie gambler for the holidays.
That's what you get.
That's what I'm stuck with. I'll take it. All right, Cornflake, I guess we have to give you another choice now for the holidays. I had a music option for you as well, so I guess I should go to that one next, just to keep thematically consistent. You're trapped in your house. All you have is a radio. You can't turn it off. It only gets one station, which only plays one song. Will that song be Hall & Oates singing Jingle Bell Rock, or the Dogs singing Jingle Bells?
I can't believe that this is even a competition, Kevin. The answer is so easy for me. Even as a dog lover, it's going to be Hall & Oates, because I wouldn't even have to be stuck in the house. I myself would turn on a radio station that plays Jingle Bell Rock by Hall & Oates repetitively, even if nobody made me do it. I love that song.
I mean, the song is fine. You know I love Hall & Oates. So sure, they do a holiday song, a cover of Jingle Bell Rock. It was a hit song. The video I love because it's just so...
It's so silly.
Goofy. They're in their stupid red and green Christmas suits. John Oates is in his little Christmas mustache.
I'm not knocking the dogs here. You know, I have a dog. I love dogs. But if I wanted to hear my dog, well, if I wanted to hear dogs bark at all to holiday music, I would just turn on a song and let my own dog bark along with it. Like, I already have the resources for that. But you're saying you're going to get me signed up with a radio station that just plays Hall & Oates Jingle Bell Rock over and over again, and... Call me crazy, but I'm actually a little excited about that. That sounds really good to me after the kind of year I've had.
Cornflake, you're wrong.
What?
The correct answer is the dogs singing Jingle Bells.
Why?
I know it seems crazy.
No.
The correct answer.
No, it can't be.
Dogs singing Jingle Bells.
Why?
The dogs singing Jingle Bells is consistently... hilarious.
Oh, good point.
It's never not funny. I love it every time I hear it. It's so stupid. It always works.
And it is heartwarming.
It's been around forever. I don't know when they made that thing. I don't know who made that thing. It's just a weird holiday mystery. I've never researched the dog singing Jingle Bells. I know nothing about its creation or its story. I just know that it's always been there. The part that gets me every time is the guitar solo, the dashing through the snow part, you know?
Yes.
The dogs bark out the chorus, then they pull back, the guitar solo comes in, and then the dogs come back in. I can't even figure out why, but it's hilarious. Time after time, year after year, you know? And I think even nonstop, I don't think it would ever stop being hilarious. It would just keep getting funnier. Meanwhile, in its own subtle way, Hall & Oates Jingle Bell Rock, even though it seems like a more normal, pleasant song to listen to, that's the one that actually would drive you to the brink of insanity.
Hmm.
Are you coming around on this? I feel like you're coming around.
I have listened to dogs barking at length, and I've come out on the other side okay. I don't have any data to support how I might weather an extended period of Hall & Oates.
You've only been directly exposed to Hall & Oates for, like, 45 seconds.
Right.
That one time that they walked right by in front of us in that hotel lobby.
The hotel in Chicago, yes.
And we barely recovered from that.
That was so glorious.
I feel like maybe we haven't recovered from that.
No.
The dog singing Jingle Bells, Cornflake, that's the move.
Okay.
Thank you. I can't believe I sold you on the dog singing Jingle Bells.
Yeah, because I was excited about that Hall & Oates bit, but you know, this is the season to, I don't know, to listen to barking dogs.
I've never been more proud. All right, Cornflake, back to you for Trapped in the House Holiday Edition, our third and final round. What are we doing?
Okay, this last round requires a little bit of imagination and personification, Kevin, because your choice is either a condescending candy cane or a cranky Christmas tree. So we're talking about a pepperminty candy telling you how to live your life over the holidays, or a Christmas tree that you have to feed presents to in order to keep it from running rampant through your house.
Okay, so that's not just cranky, that's...
Am I putting it lightly when I say cranky?
That you just totally switched it up. That's not a cranky tree. You're saying the tree is demanding to be constantly fed stuff or it's going to murder me.
Well, yeah, but if you constantly feed it stuff, it won't give you any problems. It's kind of like Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors, I guess.
Can I feed it bagpipers?
No one says you can't.
All right. I love the idea of a condescending candy cane, by the way.
Yeah, that's what you want from your treats in the holidays. You want them to tell you what's what and how to live your life.
I like that because there's nothing stupider than a candy cane.
I 100% agree.
So for a candy cane to have an attitude.
Yes. A holier than thou attitude at that.
Now it's judging me.
Yes.
I have not had a candy cane in years. Just because what's the point, you know?
I usually find that people are always trying to give me candy canes at the holidays.
Oh, absolutely. People are trying to give them away because they're so stupid.
Right.
People buy boxes of them and it's just, please, hey, here you go. Look at that. That's for you, buddy. And it's all great. Thanks. Also, it's as soon as you start working on that thing, it's instantly weaponized.
True that. You get that point at the end.
Oh, you could kill a llama with that thing. Just take my word for it. Don't ask too many questions.
Okay.
I've had some dark, weird Christmases past, okay?
Well, you're the one with the zombie in your house, so I believe it.
So, yeah, not a fan of the candy cane, but...
But a candy cane talking down to you.
Also not a fan of a tree that wants to murder me. How could I not opt to simply be belittled and humiliated by a candy cane? I'm hoping that the bagpipers and zombie Kenny Rogers will be so loud that they'll be kind of drowning out...
The condescending candy cane.
The sarcasm dripping off this stupid hunk of candy, yeah.
I think the condescending candy cane, while annoying, is the safer choice, so you are correct.
Okay. What a scene at my house.
It's wacky.
Meanwhile, back at Cornflake's house. Actually, not at Cornflake's house. I'm switching it up for the final round.
Okay.
In this case, you're not going to be trapped in your house. You're going to be trapped in a different house. Because Cornflake, I'm taking you to the Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh.
When Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon went to the Island of Misfit Toys, they're not allowed to stay there forever because they're not toys. King Moonracer said, no, you can't stay here. You got to go live your life out there in the horrifying world where everybody hates you. Got to go. This island is for toys.
Okay.
And psychotic, terrifying, evil, creepy dolls, you know? But... He did let them stay there just for the night.
That's right.
And he put them in that there's like a weird little guest cabin on the island.
Yeah, because surely they have visitors all the time.
They all piled into this one little tiny house on the edge of the Island of Misfit Toys. They didn't get to stay in the castle.
Of course not.
With King Moonracer. So Cornflake, that's the concept, is you have to spend a night on the Island of Misfit Toys in that little tiny house... With either Hermie the Elf or Yukon Cornelius.
Oh, no. Can't I just be trapped in the house with the bumble, please? I mean, come on. Man, and Rudolph's not an option.
Yeah, you're essentially taking Rudolph's place.
Oh.
You don't have to get both misfits. Pick a misfit. Hermie or Yukon.
This is going to sound really judgmental, but why do I get the feeling that Yukon doesn't shower?
Oh, that's... That is not in question. That's a giant, disgusting, bearded outdoorsman who's just been stomping around the Arctic for years.
Yeah. And yet, he does seem to be the more resourceful of the two. Although, Hermes, he's pretty clever.
Crafty in his way.
Yeah, like he comes up with a way to distract the bumble by saying oink, oink.
He's very capable at impersonating a pig, yes.
But then I have to sit there and listen to him whine about how he wants to be a dentist.
You're either going to get the dentist speech or pig impressions. Take your pick. With Hermes. It's going to be a long night.
I could be wrong here, but my sense of smell is very, very sensitive. And so I'm going Hermy, Kevin.
Yeah, that's the move. You are correct.
Okay.
You gotta spend the night with Hermy the elf. Or Hermy the not elf, because as we've discussed, he might not even really be an elf, which would explain a lot.
So much.
But he identifies as an elf for most of the show, so we'll call him Hermy the elf. Anyway, yeah, not a perfect roommate, to say the least.
No.
But considering your options, from a volume standpoint, you know Yukon's going to make a lot more noise than Hermy.
So much hollering.
That's a loud, loud dude. Yeah, Hermy, he might not shut up between the pig sounds and the I want to be a dentist whining, but at least it's kind of quiet, you know, comparatively speaking. I think your only real danger is that what if he freaks out and starts practicing dentistry in his sleep in the middle of the night, you know? You saw how he pried all those teeth off the bumble. So if I were you, I'd sleep with one eye open.
Gripping my molars tight. Yeah, I guess so.
That said, what kind of nightmare scenario would it be to try to spend the night in that little tiny house with Yukon Cornelius? Yeah, a giant, lumbering, disgusting mountain man yelling and screaming. Don't forget the dogs. They're going to pile in there with you.
Mush!
There's going to be all those yipping little dogs who are going to be hopping all over the place. He's going to be flinging that pickaxe around.
That's what I was most worried about.
You could easily take a pickaxe to the eye at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I'll take my chances with the aspiring dentist.
You know, Hermy's sounding better and better as I go on and on. Is it any surprise that Rudolph just sneaked out in the middle of the night?
No.
If you recall,
he takes off.
Rudolph just left.
Yeah, he did a whole piece out and he was done.
Understandably so. I like that he doesn't even close the door as well. Watch carefully. When Rudolph leaves, he leaves the door open.
What, was he raised in a barn?
Well, he was raised in a cave.
There is that.
So I guess he never really learned about doors back in Christmastown. Well, there you go, Cornflick.
Wow.
That's Trapped in the House Holiday Edition.
That is horrifying.
I think we made all the right decisions, eventually. I had to kind of really push you on the dog singing jingle bells.
Well, we did the best with what we had, and now we're trapped in the house.
We're trying to get through, pandemic, quarantine-era holidays, and this is the kind of practice we need right now, all of us as a people. We need to run through these lockdown drills, because these are the hard choices that we're all going to be faced with over the next few weeks.
How am I going to feed all those cows?
You've got a lot of cows coming over. Get ready for that. That's Trapped in the House, Holiday Edition. Nicely done. Cornflake?
Yes?
I suppose we should start wrapping up this show.
I am good and ready for that.
Before it gets any weirder, get us out of here.
Well, let's run down where you can find the Flopcast on the internet, then. We're at facebook.com/flopcast. We're on Twitter. Our handle is @flopcast. We're on Instagram, @_flopcast. And of course, we have our very own website. It is rad. It is flopcast.net. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, won't you, and leave us a rating and or a review. That would be so nice. That would really lift my holiday spirits now that I'm trapped in the house with a bunch of cows. And also, music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Okay, Zombie Sponge Awareness Foundation or Zombie Billy Vera and the Beaters?
Oh, it's all the same to me.
What difference does it make at that point? Right. Both equally and thoroughly unpleasant. Cornflake, thanks for another delightful holiday Flopcast. Everybody out there, be safe, be good, be careful, be festive. We'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
What will you do when your child asks?
What were Saturday morning cartoons? What? We're Saturday morning cartoons? What's wrong with you?
Or will you handle it the right way?
Sit down, baby girl. Let me introduce you to my friend, Mark McCray.
Join Dan Klink and I on the Best Saturdays of Our Lives podcast as we take a unique behind-the-scenes look at the history and dynamics of animation with plenty of laughs along the way.
The Best Saturdays of Our Lives podcast is a proud member of the ESO Network.
Okay, Cornflake, let's do this. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the secret after show.
You're trapped in the house with a secret after show.
Trapped on the Flopcast. You thought it was over, but here we are.
Still.
In the after show. I actually had a plug that I wanted to throw out, so let's make it a secret plug.
Secret plug.
Just for the secret after show. But I wanted to congratulate some podcasting friends of ours, and this is a show that you were on not too long ago. But our buddies JP and Kiki over on Rewatching the Magic, they've been podcasting for a year.
They're having their podiversary then.
Yeah, because I just listened to Rewatching the Magic episode 52 last week, and this was a holiday episode of their show as well. Rewatching the Magic, the premise, as you know, because you did one of these shows with them, JP and Kiki, every week they watch some Disney show or movie or some property that falls under the Disney empire, they watch and discuss. And last week's show, episode 52, capping off a full year of podcasting, it was about the Star Wars holiday special, which technically falls under Disney now, you know, because Disney bought Lucas. And you know, I'm an easy target for any kind of Star Wars holiday special stuff.
So. Yeah, that has your name all over it. Well, I am going to raise my mug of Nog to JP and Kiki. Congratulations for a year of excellent podcasting.
What a way to wrap up the year, too, is by doing the holiday special, man. That's rough.
Going out on a high note on Life Day.
There's a new Star Wars holiday special as well. They just did a new Lego Star Wars holiday special, and it's pretty good. I've seen it.
Oh, okay. I've been trying to make myself watch it. If you're telling me it's good, I'm going to go watch it.
It's very good. It's very watchable, unlike the original.
So hard to imagine.
And actually, I just started listening to episode 53 of Rewatching the Magic, because that one, again, because Disney inherited all the Lucas stuff, episode 53 is about Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Very cool.
You know I'm going to enjoy that one as well. So there's a little plug for the after show. Go check out our friends Kiki and JP. They're just talking all things Disney, and why not? And Disney owns the Muppets now, too, right?
Yes.
So you know what that means. Eventually, they're going to get around to a zombie John Denver.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.